8DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks. Former President Trump set to rally voters in New Hampshire tonight following Ron DeSantis' announcement today that he's dropping out of the GOP race. CBS's Robert Costas in Manchester.
Facing a possible single-digit showing in New Hampshire, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and his top aides deliberated over the weekend about whether to drop out of the race and ultimately concluded that it would be best for him to save his political capital for a future run by getting out now and getting behind Donald Trump.
Trump's campaign has said they're honored by that endorsement. Now it's just down to him and Nikki Haley. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
New Hampshire is and was her best shot. And if she can't win New Hampshire, then it's very difficult to see her going much of anywhere, much less winning the nomination.
The primary set for Tuesday. Millions of people are dealing with freezing temps across the country today, but some brave the cold to check out an ice festival in Philly. Lafayette Jobo drove up from Delaware.
I'm warming up my hands and trying to stay warm. It's like super cold outside, so we're doing all we can just to have fun.
The cold has been deadly, though, in many states, killing at least 92 people so far. The military says a 10-day search to rescue two Navy SEALs lost in the Arabian Sea is over. Those sailors are considered deceased. Their names have not been released, but officials say they've been trying to board an Iranian ship and confiscate weapons suspected of heading to Houthi rebels in Yemen. In Washington, the Senate could be close to finalizing a foreign aid package that includes funding for Israel, Ukraine, and U.S. border security. Delaware Democrat Chris Coons was on CNN.
If House Republicans refuse to take it up, to consider it and pass it, then they will own responsibility for another year in which millions of people suffer the journey of coming to our southern border, only to be either turned away or ultimately deported.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer sounding the alarm about a nicotine product called Zyn that's gaining popularity with Gen Z.
It's a little pouch that you put in your teeth, but too much of it can be really harmful to kids. And kids don't even know, and the companies are marketing it directly to kids.
He wants federal investigators to look into health and marketing concerns as more tobacco companies shift to smokeless products. And the Detroit Lions are going to the NFC Championship.
Mayfield in the middle, intercepted! It's Derek Barnes! It's off to San Francisco for the Lions!
That final play on NBC, the Lions beat the Bucs 31-23. They'll play for that title for only the second time in history. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 13. South winds up to 20, maybe 25 miles per hour at times. For Monday, cloudy skies, 30 degrees. Some freezing drizzle or snow for Monday night into Tuesday. Lows in the mid-20s, highs on Tuesday around 33.
Right now, it's 15.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You talk. Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible
for... You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten.
system tries to bring you down.
Never had to shine tonight. You don't need darkness to know what you think is right.
Everybody is a star, at least according to Sly and the Family Stone. The Buggles, however, would agree to disagree as video killed the radio star. Welcome back to Hour 2 of Seth Faces the Music, everyone. As we continue our theme of stars, let's focus on some stars from a different country. Now, for this next one, I have just a little bit of explaining to do. So, in Japan, there is an anime that is an animated show called Star Beat. It's the story of a young girl who one day picks up a guitar so she can find the sound, that special sound she heard when she was a baby. Now, it's a high school girl forms a band kind of thing. The cool thing about the whole project, though, is not only did they get the voice actresses to do their own singing, of course, but they also learned to play their instruments that their characters on the anime do as well. And I gotta tell you, if you check them out live, they are awesome. So, without further ado, here is Poppin' Party with Star Beat.
Yeah.
not the zoo. It's a holler from the womb. A little joke, it's not the zoo. It's a holler from the womb.
Star AD by Faith No More. And if that's a little bit surprising, it's a little bit off the beaten path for them. But when you have a singer as versatile as Mike Patton, I say go nuts. Try all the things you can. Quick pause in the action here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we're going to go to the 60s and a band that basically took their own advice. This song was a little bit later in their career, and they're being a little satirical about who they were. Either way, we'll be playing it here on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
There's never no doubt, he the bread of life.
in a starving land. Hold you and me in the palm of his hand.
The Staple Singers with Who Do You Think You Are? Jesus Christ the Superstar, that is the full title, and should not in any way be confused with Jesus Christ Superstar, which will never, ever, ever be played on this show. And before that, we opened up this set with The Byrds and So You Wanna Be a Rock and Roll Star. In keeping with Seth Faces the Music's mission to go anywhere, see everything, and do anybody, I find there are certain songs I have not done very much on this show, and there's reasons for that, but sometimes they're so perfect with the theme that, well, I just gotta play them. Up next, we have a song that's basically become the theme of the Disney Company. It's from their second ever animated feature, and, well, it is a true classic. Here is Cliff Edwards as Jiminy Cricket with When You Wish Upon a Star.
When you upon a star, make no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. like a bow out of the blue. Fate steps in and sees you through. One wish upon a star, your dreams come
again. Some man waiting in the sky.
quite possibly the greatest guitar instrumental band Britain ever produced. That was The Shadows with Blue Star. And before that, we had David Bowie from his classic album Ziggy Stardust. That was Starman. Only one set to go here on Seth Faces the Music, everybody. When we come back, one of the great soft rock tunes of all time. Yes, yes, you may roll your eyes, but you know all the words. You'll be singing along, I guarantee it, when we come back here on WFHR.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 13. South winds up to 20, maybe 25 miles per hour at times. For Monday, cloudy skies, 30 degrees. Some freezing drizzle or snow from Monday night into Tuesday. Lows in the mid-20s, highs on Tuesday around 33.
Right now, it's 15.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Get your tickets now for MJ the Illusion. It's not just a Michael Jackson tribute show. It's a true King of Pop concert experience featuring live vocals by Michael Knight along with his team of world-class dancers. From the lights, costumes, music, and choreography, this show is a must-see for any fans of Michael Jackson. One night only, Thursday, January 25th, 7:30 p.m. in Wisconsin Rapids. Learn more at SavorTheArts.com. Let us entertain you.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby?
Cheeky girl, you. That was Transvision Vamp with Wild Star. And before that, we opened up this final set with Superstar from, of course, The Carpenters. Next up, we have a voice that sold many, many, many records in the 1950s. Unlike other pop stars of that era, though, he's largely been forgotten today, which is too bad. Sure, his material was somewhat poppy and bland, but he did have a great voice, and I can see why he was so popular. With the standard Stella by Starlight, here's Vic Damone.
The song a robin sings through years of endless spring. That ripples by a nook where two lovers hide. A great symphonic theme that's Stella by starlight and not a dream. My heart and I agree, she's everything on earth to me. Starlight and not a dream. My heart and I agree, she's everything on earth to me.
Twenty.
Stereo Lab with K-Star, and that is just about going to wrap up this week's show. Thanks, everyone, for joining me on Seth Faces the Music this week. I hope you had as much fun with the Star songs as I did. We've got one more to go here. Going out with They Might Be Giants, What Is a Shooting Star? So long, everyone.
A shooting star is not a star, is not a star at all. A shooting star's a meteor that's heading for a fall.
A shooting star is not a star, why does it shine so bright?
The friction as it falls through air produces heat and light. A shooting star or meteor, whichever name you like, the minute it comes down to Earth, it's called a meteorite.
A shooting star is not a star, it's not a star, it's not
a star, it's not a star at all.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.